We've been hearing in recent weeks that federal protections for wolves were going to be removed, and now there are rumblings from liberal politicians that protection of wolves should continue. Apparently, these folks aren't listening to the agricultural community, as we are at the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm David Sparks. Former spokesman for the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, Greg Lozinski.
The gray wolf in the western U.S. in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming has been delisted and it's being managed like all the other game species.
Cattle rancher Phil Davis has watched wolves preying on his cattle herd for over two decades.
Now it's getting really big because we're losing so much livestock. Unless we act now, I don't know if we can get a handle back on the number of wolves.
He reported at a recent meeting that part of the reason for that is that wolf-cow depredation is very much under-diagnosed or recognized.
We don't, as cattlemen, understand what we have to do to know how many cattle we have killed by wolves. I've done it myself. I have ignored the signs and not looked at cattle that have died and assumed they died of something else. You've got to get off and get your knife, because more often than not, these cattle will be intact. And there it is, the trauma on the legs of these cattle that have died from a wolf, and you wouldn't know it.
President of the Idaho Farm Bureau, Brian Searle.
It's not getting better, it's getting worse, and we have to do something, and we do that through the policy procedure.
My thought, do it in the voting booth.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.